Of the constellations that you'll see when you look high overhead there, you find the Big Dipper off to the north, over to the west, Gemini, the twins. Then high, but a little bit to the south, is Leo. And then also high, but over towards the east, you find Virgo. And in that group, you have four of the most ancient constellations that there are, especially Leo. There are references to the lion that are like 5,000 years old, Sumerian texts that mention the lion. So that constellation was identified, already had the identity that we still give it that long ago. Virgo is nearly as ancient. Virgo had the same identity throughout history, although she's been identified always a woman, always some kind of symbol of femininity, usually purity and virginity, but she's been identified then with Ceres, the grain goddess, or with Ceres' daughter, Persephone. She's been identified with Isis and Ishtar. Anyway, but in all these cases, that constellation has this strong feminine identity, just as the lion has this leonine identity. And then the Big Dipper, which we usually say, well, that's only part of the constellation called the Great Bear. But those seven stars have been associated with a bear constellation for a very long time, all through Western, through European culture, and they have some kind of associations with the north, perhaps, with the bear as a northern temperate creature, perhaps. But those seven fairly bright stars close together there have this association with bears that goes way back in Mediterranean cultures. Although in Northern Europe, the Germanic cultures called it and still call it the wagon. The Mediterranean cultures see the seven stars as a northern bear. And in fact, even the word in Italian and Latin, septentrione, meaning the seven, that's the word for north. So when you describe the word north, you're actually indirectly referring to the seven stars of what we call the Big Dipper, the seven stars of the bear. So these things go way back. And these cultural associations are relatively constant all the way back. They tend not to modify these astronomical things. Despite attempts to do that along the way, you can historically find cases where somebody says, oh, well, we really ought to redesign all these constellations. But that somehow never pans out. These things have some kind of cultural inertia that hangs in there. So it's a great time to go out and just kind of think about how long our ancestors have been thinking in the same way about these stars that we do.